PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, New Jersey's Attorney General is in Boston today for a key hearing over President Donald Trump's executive order to terminate birthright citizenship. The case is led by New Jersey, Massachusetts, and California on behalf of a coalition of states trying to get a preliminary injunction banning the order from taking effect. Attorneys representing New Jersey and partners in the coalition are on hand. Hoboken Assemblywoman Jessica Ramirez is introducing a bill in the New Jersey legislature called Casey's Law.
It's aimed at penalizing anyone who intentionally hides evidence of a crime. The bill is inspired by Cassie Ventura, the ex-girlfriend of Sean Diddy Combs, who was physically assaulted by the rap star. It happened in an L.A. hotel back in 2016 and was captured on security cameras, but Ramirez says hotel staff were bribed to hide the evidence. Ramirez is a trial attorney who specializes in helping domestic abuse victims. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
If you have food stamps, better check the balance on that EBT card. The Lakewood Scoop reports that several users in Lakewood have complained that the balance on their card has mysteriously gone down, and it's unlikely they will get their funds restored. Police have been inundated with calls, police in other towns getting similar calls. And if you're lucky to be hosting one of the Super Bowl parties this weekend, just know your guests want you to go big. Unfortunately, that's quite costly in New Jersey right now.
Maybe you should implement a cover charge. A search of supermarket and pizzeria catering prices throughout New Jersey finds that enough wings for everyone can run you at least $50. And that's just if you're hosting a party of 10. A 3-foot sub, another $60 to $80. Even beer is more expensive. If you don't find a sale, a 30-pack may ring up at more than $30. To save some money, you can go off-brand with some of the starters, like chips and pretzels and dips. Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com. Click on demand. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Our next storm system rolls in tomorrow. Very similar to yesterday's mixed bag of wintry precipitation. This one does look a little stronger and a little colder, so the snow and ice accumulation forecast is a little higher and more impactful. Tonight stays quiet. The wind calms down. We'll see increasing clouds and pretty cold low temperatures in the lower to mid-20s. Tomorrow starts just cloudy and cold. Highs mid-30s. Snow will arrive sometime in the afternoon, so road conditions going downhill. Snow gets heavier tomorrow evening. That's the brunt of the storm, but it'll also change to that icy mix and or rain tomorrow night. Up to 6 inches of snow accumulation possible in North Jersey. Up to a quarter inch of dangerous ice accumulation possible along the western edge of the state. Wintry mix and rain wrap up around daybreak Sunday. Then the sun comes out. It'll be breezy. Highs on Sunday around 40. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Somerville 40, Asbury Park 42, Woodbury 45, fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. This weather brought to you by the Flemington Department Store. They have the brands and styles you want during their President's Day sale. Top name furniture, free delivery, up to 50% off suggested retail prices. Huge savings on quality furniture. The Flemington Department Store. It's worth the trip.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.